Blessing and a command. The union of one man with one woman is intended to produce children. This command is the antithesis of the pro-abortion and pro-homosexual agenda. It is not possible for two men or two women to produce a child. God created male and female, making marriage between two men or two women a clear violation of the law of God. God will only bless the union He created. Therefore, He blessed the union of marriage between a man and a woman with children, as recorded by King David in Psalm 127, 3-5. Children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. America does not treat our children as rewards or respect them for the blessing God intended them to be. They are instead exploited through child pornography, abused through neglect, and killed through abortion. Because of these transgressions, a portion of our nation's future has been destroyed. Since Roe v. Wade, more than 53 million children have been murdered in the wombs of their mothers. A potential Mozart, an Einstein, a future President of the United States, school teachers, firefighters, police officers, loving mothers, and compassionate fathers have been eliminated from our society because we have failed to honor God's command to be fruitful and multiply. The most endangered species on earth is a child in the womb of his or her mother. Think on this. Had the mothers of ancient Israel killed the children in their wombs, the Lord's divine destiny for man would have been aborted. There would have been no Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. There would have been no prophets of Israel to bring the guiding light of truth to future generations. There would have been no King David, who destroyed the enemies of Israel, and there would have been no miraculous birth in the manger of Bethlehem that changed the destiny of all mankind. God's plan of redemption would have been sacrificed on the altar of the God of self. God knew Esau and Jacob. God performed a divine sonogram on the womb of Rebekah, who was concerned about the condition of her pregnancy and asked, as many expectant mothers have throughout recorded history, "If all is well, why am I like this?" Genesis 25:22. The Almighty read the sonogram of the children in Rebekah's womb and gave this prophetic proclamation, "Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older, Esau, shall serve the younger, Jacob." Genesis 25:23. When God looked into Rebekah's womb, He did not see a blob of meaningless, lifeless flesh. He saw two living human beings. He gave a prophetic proclamation that Jacob and his descendants, the Jewish people, would be stronger than his brother Esau and his descendants.